we sat down and we looked and we kind of thought the Twin Towns is a great area for hosting conferences. It's in the centre of Donegal. It has a great hotel capacity and fantastic recreational facilities. So we thought, rather than wait for a conference to come to us, we'd organise a conference and showcase it. And then I thought, one of the benefits, I suppose the few benefits coming out of the recession, was the fact that people are now taking more time for themselves. They're either walking, cycling, running. There's not a town you go through in the evening that you don't see a group out either running or jogging or something. And then a lot of those people now have moved on to taking part in 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, triathlons. So we said, why not target that group? Bring the information that they need in terms of how to look after your body, how to look after your mind, how to gain that extra little bit of, I suppose, strength to get over the line, what nutrition you should be taking, things like that. So we said, why not do a sports conference? So Sport for Life came in, and it's just, sport is for life. Sport is so important for your health, for your mental health, for your physical health, and that's why we decided to do Sport for Life. I suppose that's the background to it, and it'll be running from the 13th to the 15th of November here in the Finn Valley Centre, and people can come along. There's an expo running as well alongside it, so people can advertise their either sporting gear, sporting equipment, nutrition, be it whatever, how it, you know, it relates to sport, and you can drop into that or you can take part in the conference. And we're delighted to have as our special guest for the Sport for Life, for the first Sport for Life, Alistair Brownlee, who's the current gold Olympic champion triathlete, and he represented England in the last Olympics, and we're delighted to have him coming here. I suppose coming to the country, but coming to the county of Donegal is fantastic. And we also are joined by our own Olympian Maria McCambridge, and we have top athletes such as Gary Crossan. We have Nikki Bradley, you heard her story there. I suppose she kind of empowers everything that's good about Sport for Life, because she has really had to fight through her cancer survival and how sport has been very important to her. And so that's Sport for Life, really. Mm. That's the background, that's what we're doing it. And we hope that a lot of people will get involved in it, will try some of the events, some of the sports, and come along and embrace our Sport for Life. Yeah,
you used the word I was going to use, embrace, because Nikki Bradley said that herself about embracing sport.
Yes.
And it's important, since this is now set up and it's such a big thing, that people in Donegal embrace it and make full use of it when it's here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not every day you're going to get all that calibre of people around in one place to try and get advice. I mean, we're having all the top coaches from Triathlon Ireland, from cycling, from running, from swimming. But not only that, I mean, you know, it's not just for top triathletes, it's for anyone. I mean, even if you're only out walking or running a day or two a week, you still need to know, well, what gear should I be wearing? What should I be eating? How can I suppose, make this right for me? So all that information is going to be here. We're also going to have Jason Black. We're going to have Michael Black from Triathlon Ireland. And he's going to speak about, you know, the people who are maybe now thinking about moving to competitive, moving and starting to do maybe some 5Ks or 10Ks or whatever. And what you need, what change of mindset do you need for going into that? So lots of information. Loads of you can follow us. If anyone wants more information, they can check out our Twitter page, and it's at Sport for Life IRE, as in Ireland. And or check us out on Facebook. We're on Facebook, just Sport for Life. You'll see us there. Or you can send an email to sportforlifeireland@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to send you more information, a registration form to take part in the weekend. Or if you just want to come along to the expo over the weekend, that's open to the general public, and you can just drop in.